Good morning. It's Craig Bennett, a.k.a. Cash Cake, here with DFS Army for another NBA First Look podcast. And we got six games on tap for March 2nd, 2021. We did have seven, but the Detroit-Toronto game, I believe, the Detroit-Toronto game did get postponed or canceled. So those Toronto guys are dealing with some COVID, their coaches and a couple of players like Siakam. And so that game has been postponed. So we only got a six-game slate, which is nice, though. I like this. And again, we have today, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then we are going to go into the All-Star break. So if you need to get your NBA fix, get it now, because we're going to have a nice little 5 or 6 day break starting on Friday. So get in, get your action now. Again, I will go through the injury news. I'll go through the overs and unders, talk about each player, build a sample DraftKings lineup, but also build a sample FanDuel lineup at the end of this podcast. So if you stick around and you're a FanDuel player, I will touch on FanDuel, but also touch on FanDuel throughout the podcast with pricing to talk about who I like and whatnot. So if you like these videos, appreciate it. Hit that thumbs up button, subscribe to the channel, and turn on that notification so you know when I upload these videos. And with that, let's just jump right into this. All right, here we go. First game on tap, Memphis at Washington. Memphis is favored by 1, 237 over under. I was looking at the lines a little bit. It opened up at a 238 with a pick'em. So the sharp money has moved on to Grizzlies here and the under here. So it opened up at 238. But just looking at here on the Memphis side, again, great matchup for Memphis with how Charlotte plays. I'm sorry, with how Washington plays. And these guys are all just dirt cheap here. Just looking at the pricing on these guys. Ja Morant is 7K on DraftKings and 7,100 on FanDuel. That is way too cheap for Ja Morant in this matchup against Washington. And it's just, you know, being a total this high in a pick'em, you just have to love this on both sides. I love him on both sides. I don't know how you don't play him. He's going to be the first guy in my lineups tonight. He should thrive in this matchup. Just love him as well. Same thing with Joval. Joval, 7,200 on DraftKings, 7K on FanDuel. Love him on both sides. I prefer Ja Morant if you're choosing one, but I have no problem playing both of these guys. They both can get there. Kyle Anderson is questionable, and Grayson Allen is out for Memphis. That's the only injury news that we have in this game currently. So that's really all we need to worry about. Now, if Kyle Anderson is out, I think it's just going to open up even more minutes for Justice Winslow. He's been slowly coming on here. 3,900 on DraftKings, 4,400 on FanDuel. His minutes have been creeping up here as he's coming back. But 20, 21, 26, 22, 21 minutes. These last two were blowouts even. But the shot attempts, 12, 8, 10, and 14, putting up 29, 19, 9, and 21 fantasy points. I like Winslow a lot here as well at this price on both sides. He's 4,400 on FanDuel, 3,900 on DraftKings. I'm going to open it up here. I'm going to put Joval in here. And I'm going to put Winslow as well, man. I'm just going to throw three of these guys. I just love this game environment. Just looking at the totals on the board, it's the highest over-under of the night. It's hard not to have some of this game. And these guys, again, are severely underpriced. Like them on both sides. Definitely Morant, if you're picking one. Then for me, it would be Joval and Winslow. Those are the guys I'm looking at. I think you could look at some Dylan Brooks, 5,200 on FanDuel. He is priced at 5,300 on DraftKings. We all know with Grayson Allen out, he should shoot even a little bit more. These are the three guys that I'm going to kind of build around. Over on the Washington side, Westbrook is at 10-1 on DraftKings. Over on FanDuel, he is 9,600. I love that bring back on FanDuel. On DraftKings, Bradley Beal is 9,700, and on FanDuel, 10-2. Not so much I love that price on FanDuel for Beal, but great game environment. I don't mind playing either one of them. On DraftKings, again, I think you can play one of these guys as a bring back. This is one of the better games environments. And with some of the value that we have, I think you can bring back a Westbrook or Beal. Westbrook's been good on DraftKings because he gets those triple double bonuses. Didn't quite get a last game against Boston, but before that, you know, two triple doubles in a row, 16-52. I think he can get it done here against Memphis as well. I think I'll have to look. And watch out for those prop bets. I'm going to drop another one here. I'm going to try to drop one every day. And I'm also working on a new video as well, where I kind of talk about the opening lines and where some of the sharp money's moved, some of the lines, and then some of the picks that I kind of feel are good picks that day. So watch out for that video as well. I might drop that today. If I don't get it today, I'll start dropping it tomorrow, but it'll be another morning video as well. But here, yeah, going back to this, Westbrook or Beal, like I said, I think I like the Westbrook triple-double upside. 10-1 is a hefty tag for him, but I think we might have the money to do it. I'm going to throw him in this lineup as a run back because we do have some value that's going to open this up. So we'll throw Westbrook in this lineup, but I'm not going to take a chance here on these other guys. Robin Lopez is 3,600. Washington runs a lot of like centers. You don't know if it's going to be Alex Len. You don't know if it's going to be Robin Lopez or Mortiz Wagner. It all depends on matchup, I think, is what Brooks does a lot. So with Joval being more of like your old traditional center, yeah, he can step out and hit a three once in a while, but he's kind of, you know, not very, doesn't have a lot of lateral quickness. So this feels like a more Robin Lopez game. 3,600 on FanDuel. Over here on DraftKings, he's priced at 3,600 as well. 3,600 on DraftKings. On FanDuel, he is priced at 3,700. Like I said, I think these are all matchup dependent on the centers you go. They've been starting Mo Wagner a lot here at 3,400. But even though starting him, you know, 13, 12, 18 minutes, I do think it's all matchup based. So if you're going to take a flyer here on one of these centers, I feel like it's more of a Alex Len, Robin Lopez game. But Robin Lopez just feels like he might match up here better. So again, all these centers are cheap. You know, 3,600 for Robin Lopez. Wagner's 3,400. Alex Len is 3K. I guess whoever starts I would like, but just gut call, I feel like it's Robin Lopez. Not someone I would shove in your lineups. I'm just saying if you're looking for a cheap guy, that's where I'd kind of look at. Bertans can always get hot. 4,700 on DraftKings, 5K at FanDuel. Hachimura, 5,700 on DraftKings, 5,300 on FanDuel. Guys that I'm not like super stoked to play, but it's a great matchup. You know, in tournaments, I'll take shots on some of these guys. And then the other guy I guess we can look at is Raul Neto, 4,600 on DraftKings, 4,400 on FanDuel. You know, playing that backup centerman. He's been playing pretty good, point guard minutes here, backup point guard minutes. 27, 26, 28 over his last three games in minutes. 14, 14, 34. So there is a shot where he could go off here. He's been right at a 0.84 fantasy points per minute. So the price is cheap enough you can take shots at him in tournaments. But in cash games, I would just look at these main guys on Memphis and run it back with one of Westbrook or Beal. Then maybe depending on who's a starting center, if you wanted to take a shot. But if we get more value, I wouldn't go that route. Let's look over at the Clippers at Boston. 225 and 222 and a half over under. The Clippers favored by 3.5. On the Clippers side, no Patrick Patterson. On Boston, Jaylen Brown is questionable. Marcus Smart and Langford are still out. So on the Clippers side, again, I don't love this matchup here for either team, but it's Kawhi Leonard or Paul George. When these guys are healthy, I'm not going to overthink this. I'm playing one of those guys and moving on. Now, Paul George is 8,400 on DraftKings. On FanDuel, he's 7,900. That is so cheap. I'll probably be playing a lot of Paul George, even going up against Boston at 7,900 is too cheap. Kawhi Leonard is 9,700 on FanDuel. I'll fade that. On DraftKings, he's 8,800. I think one of these two guys, you could definitely look at playing. If I had to lean, I still would lean Paul George, but maybe this is an instance where you play Kawhi Leonard on DraftKings and Paul George on FanDuel. Sometimes I'll do that if I don't have a great lean and just play the price play because they both can do out, you know, have some outputs here. But the rest of these guys, I'm not, even on a slate this size, I don't see the need to take a gamble at it. I'm just going to play those two guys and move on. So in this lineup in particular, I'm not going to play these guys because I went Westbrook and I got about 5,500 left. He's not going to fit here because if I threw Paul George in, I got 4,400. I could make it work, but I just don't feel like I need to shove him in there. Over on the Boston side, Tatum is priced at 9,400 on DraftKings, 9,300 on FanDuel. If Jaylen Brown sits, I would like him maybe a little bit more, but nobody that I'm like very eager to play going up against the Clippers with them being healthy here. Kemba Walker, 6,800 on FanDuel, 7,300 on DraftKings. So DraftKings is doing you no favor going up against the Clippers, which is a good defensive team, and their pricing here. So even if Jaylen Brown is not out there, it's not a guy that I'm going to focus on. You can usually beat the Clippers, though, in the front court. So maybe you want to take some chances at a Tristan Thompson at 4,500 or the Time Lord Williams, I like the Time Lord, man. You gotta love some Time Lord. 17, 42, and 14 over his last three. He got those 42 in 22 minutes. Time Lord is 1.34 fantasy points per minute. He leads the team in fantasy points per minute for the season. He just needs minutes. So if you always want to take a tournament option, look at some Time Lord here. Robert Williams, 4,600 on DraftKings, 5,300 on FanDuel. The problem is Brad Stevens loves to like space these guys out. He loves to run Tristan Thompson, you know, a fair amount of minutes, and Time Lord some minutes, and you know, and then Daniel Tice will get the most. He's at 5,400 on DraftKings, 4,900 on FanDuel. So if you want to look here, 37 and 32 over his last two. And like I said, if you're going to beat up the Clippers at all, it's in the front court. So I don't mind looking at a Tice. I don't mind looking at a Time Lord. No one's going to own Time Lord. He can always blow up, but he can also do nothing for you. And he's not cheap, but more of a tournament option here. But Daniel Tice, 5,400. I kind of like that price tag with what he can do. Nobody that I would try to shove in. But, you know, he's played well over his last two games. He's going to get minutes. If Brown is out, maybe those rebound totals pick up a little bit. And, you know, he gets maybe a few more shots, you know, because we figure if Brown is out, we're going to figure that if Walker and Tatum are out there, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are going to guard them. They're their two best players. Well, those other guys have to shoot the ball. And so maybe, you know, Tice should be the third option here, which is kind of scary to say. But, you know, he's going to get his. So we might throw Tice in this lineup, actually. It's a decent price. We'll throw him in here. But don't forget about the Time Lord, man. If you don't know the Time Lord, head on over to DFSArmy.com, and I can kind of tell you about why they call him the Time Lord. And check out all our cheat sheets and everything that we have. We had a bunch of pretty decent winners in the lower stuff last night. You know, we've had 100K winner and a 50K winner over the last week. But last night, the Minimax guys, man, the small ballers were out in force last night. Swept 1 through 4 in the Minimax last night. So congratulations to those guys. Then I had a guy take down the nickel last night on FanDuel. Put up a 476. He beat the next guy by 30 points. It was impressive to see that score. I was like, wow. So congrats to him. So the small ballers were out in force last night, man. It's great to see. Again, it's not guys that are just putting the $600 single entry winning life-changing money, but it's also if you got a smaller bankroll, man, there's guys like that that are crushing every night. So the small ballers, it was their time last night, and it was fun to see. But let's jump on here. Again, Boston, I'm just going to go to these big guys I think I'm going to focus on. Not so much the Tatumans and Walkers here. I think that they'll kind of get slowed down a little bit, and I'd rather go to the Washington guys. So Daniel Tice only for me here. Let's head on over to Atlanta at Miami. We have a 220.5 over under. Miami's favored by 3.5. Cam Reddish is out. Chris Dunn's out. Bogdan Bogdanovic is questionable. We haven't seen him in a hot minute. Kevin Herter's probable. On the Miami side, Jimmy Butler's questionable. Gabe Vincent's probable. And still no Avery Bradley. So on Atlanta, I guess it all depends on some of this injury news here. You know, they're still just they're kind of beat up. So it's not the best matchup against Miami. But at the same time, Trae Young, 9,400 on FanDuel, 9,600 on DraftKings. Tournament option for sure. Especially if like Herter's out and a lot of these guards are out. He's going to continue to take a ton of shots. You know, the minutes are going to be there. I still would rather go Westbrook, though, with the triple-double upside, so I'm not going to be playing him on DraftKings. Clint Capella's 8,500 on FanDuel, 8,200 on DraftKings. Don't really love this spot either going up against Miami. Not really loving it. John Collins, 7,800 on FanDuel, 6,800 on DraftKings. That's a decent price out of him. If Kevin Herter does play, 5,300 on FanDuel, 5,600 on DraftKings. 34, 30, 13, and 37 over his last four. The minutes have just been monstrous. 41, 35, 28, 37. I think we're going to see more of that as long as Reddish and Bogdanovic and these guys are going to sit. So Kevin Herter is probable today, so I kind of like this at 5,600, and it's about the price range we need. We might slide him into this lineup. You know, we could always move him out. But, you know, with the minutes that he's playing, and he's been, you know, right at a 0.78 fantasy points per minute, but he's been putting up 30 spots at this price tag. I don't mind looking at him. And again, on FanDuel is a fantastic price at 5,300. And the rest of these guys, I'm not touching. So going up against Miami. On the Miami side, it really depends on Jimmy Butler, man. Jimmy Butler is 9,200 on DraftKings, 9,500 on FanDuel. So if he does sit going up against Miami, you know, we're going to want to look at a few of these guys. Bam Adebayo, 8,700 on FanDuel and DraftKings. He's a guy that I would try to look at getting in your lineups. Maybe you want to go Bam over Joval. You know, that's a thing we can look at. Or maybe we just want to slide Bam in and move some other pieces around. Tyler Hero, Dragic, Nunn, all would get significant boost if we did not have Butler in here. Nunn's 5,800 on FanDuel, 5,500 on DraftKings. Now, they were bringing Hero off the bench and they started Dragic. We'll kind of have to see what Spoelstra's going to do. He can do a lot of different things. Maybe he starts Hero with Nunn and brings Dragic off the bench because Dragic kind of struggled a little bit in that starting lineup. But we'll have to kind of see how it goes. It all hinges on Jimmy Butler. I'm not going to put any of these guys in, but I'm going to want some of this. You know, it's a decent over-under. Miami's favored by 3.5. So I even consider some Jimmy if he's in. But if Jimmy's in, it's going to take away from – I don't want any Tyler Hero at that price. But it's going to take away from Dragic and Nunn and these guys. But I'm not going to get too excited about playing any of these guys until we know the Butler news. But you have to consider Dragic, Nunn, or Hero if Butler's out. I'm definitely going to have one of these guys and maybe two. So keep that in mind. Pencil that in when we get this injury consideration. Let's move on to the next game where we have the New York Knicks against San Antonio Spurs. 216.5 over under. We got the Spurs favored by 2.5. Taj Gibson is out. Elf on a shelf. Peyton is doubtful. Rudy Gay is doubtful. Vessel's doubtful. Keldon Johnson is questionable. And Derek White is doubtful. So these guys have all been dealing with the whole safety protocols. You know, I don't think they're coming back today. I think they're probably coming back. I think their next game is Thursday. These guys played last night. So the Spurs played last night. I was looking at the opening line here. Again, a podcast that I'm thinking about starting just to kind of talk about the lines and maybe where it, you know, pertains in the betting, but also DFS. And it looks like, you know, that line did open up at 216.5. So it's been bet down a little bit, a half point, and it opened up at Spurs 3.5, and it's down to Spurs 2.5. So on a back-to-back, maybe we see one of these guys sit. Maybe we see the Spurs just come out here and handle, I mean, the Knicks come out here and handle business. It's just something to think about when looking at the lines and kind of seeing them on a back-to-back. The Spurs just did want to go to overtime against Brooklyn last night. So that's a thing as well. These guys did play heavy minutes. So, but anyways, with that, let's look on the Knicks side first. Julius Randle is priced at 9,500 on FanDuel, 9,300 on DraftKings. I don't think I'm getting to him in this matchup, but on FanDuel, more in play for me just because of lineup construction. On DraftKings, I don't think I'm paying that price. RJ Barrett, 5,900. DraftKings, 5,700. FanDuel, more so FanDuel than DraftKings. Again, with Derrick Rose in town, he just hasn't really been doing anything. Derrick Rose, 5,900 on DraftKings, 6,200 on FanDuel. More just a tournament play for me at that price, but no Elf on a Shelf. He should get the start again. Nerlens Noel, 5,200 on DraftKings, 5,500 on FanDuel. Like this price against the Spurs. Not sure that I'll play him on DraftKings, but on FanDuel, 5,500, I like him. But look at the minutes the last two games. 40 and 41 minutes. 35, 23, 22, 21. So it's a guy you have to consider. I mean, the minutes have just been outrageous. So maybe he's a guy we slide in here. We kind of need this price point. Let's just throw him in this lineup. We got 5,600 left. Like I said, four at the forward position, so we have to kind of figure some things out here. Maybe Herter forward. Yeah, so we can move Herter around. So remember I talked about the Atlanta side? You can put Herter down here at the forward, and then that shooting guard, maybe you can look at one of the Miami guys and throw him in this lineup and might look pretty good. But at the Knicks here, again, you know, just talking about them, quickly at 4,800 on DraftKings, 5,100 on FanDuel, instant offense off the bench with them starting Rose with Elf out. 14 and 17 over his last two. Again, Tibbs is not giving him minutes. When he got 20 against Sacramento, put 35. You have to have him in your pool because he can go off at any time. And if Tibbs gives him a few more minutes, he can crush. But he hasn't been getting the minutes. But he's been a 1.06 fantasy points per minute. But if he's only going to get 18 to 20, you cannot consider him more than just a flyer in tournaments and hope that maybe Derrick Rose has some issues or foul trouble, and then he gets more run that way. Otherwise, I don't think it's going to happen. Alec Burks, 4,700 on DraftKings, 4,400 on FanDuel. I would prefer this play just because the minutes have been there. 26, 10, and 33 were his last three, but 26, 21, 25, 24 minutes. If you're going to take a shot, he's your safer play over Quickly, but Quickly has more of the upside. a guy you can look at here. But I don't think we need to get too crazy here. I think for me, I'm just going to look at Noel, and then I'm going to look at maybe a Derrick Rose or Alec Burks if I'm going to look at it. But again, with no Taj Gibson, Noel's just going to have to play heavy minutes. And so I think it's pretty safe to say that he's probably the best option here on both sides. On the Spurs side, again, they just went to overtime in a, and they're on a back-to-back. So I think that's why the line is moving more towards the Knicks, which I understand, even though they got some guys out. You know, with Taj Gibson out and Elf, they, you know, it's no big deal. They have Rose there. So DeJounte Murray, 8,800 on FanDuel, 8,100 on DraftKings. I don't think this is the spot to play DeJounte Murray at all. Not on a back-to-back like this, not at this price. There's just line of construction. Just doesn't, I'm not going to do it. 7,800 on DraftKings for DeJounte Murray. I apologize. I was talking about DeRozan's price point. But yeah, I guess you can consider more on DraftKings than FanDuel. FanDuel, I can't pay 8,800 for him. But on DraftKings, I guess you could. I'm not super excited about this. Super low total, close spread. I don't want to have any of these real pay-up options. We could see LMA sit, too. We don't know on a back-to-back. He played 15 minutes yesterday, so maybe they're saving him and we'll play him in the 20s here. 5,800 on FanDuel. 5,800 on DraftKings. 6K on FanDuel. So they did price him up to the point where I don't think you're going to play him. Jakob Poeltl, 5,800 on FanDuel. 6,100 on DraftKings. Same kind of deal. I ain't worried about the Noel's defensive presence at all. So maybe you kind of consider him, but again, I'd just rather pay down and go to Noel. There's no reason for it. Lonnie Walker's and always interesting, 4,200 on FanDuel. I do kind of like that price on him. 5,100 on DraftKings, I don't. All these guys are kind of priced up. Trey Lyles at 4,200 is kind of interesting on DraftKings, 4K on FanDuel. More just tournament options only. Patty Mills, 4,700 on DraftKings, 3,900 on FanDuel. And I do like that price on FanDuel. If I'm going to pick one Spur I'm looking at, probably be Patty Mills. I guess if Keldon Johnson played 5,500 on FanDuel, 5,600 on DraftKings, he would fit in this lineup, but I don't love it. I just think on a back-to-back, you know, I don't want to play DeRozan. I don't want to pay LMA in this matchup. It's not the matchup for me to play him in. You know, if you're going to consider those guys, and they would just be tournament options only. You know, it's back-to-back 3 and 4. You know, there's a reason why that line's moving towards the Knicks. So, let's just move on over to Denver at Milwaukee. We have a, this is the second highest total on the game. It's a 236 over under. Milwaukee favored by 6.5. Still no Paul Millsap, still though Jamichael Green, no RJ Hampton, no Capazzo, you know, no Gary Harris. They're just out a bunch of dudes. On Milwaukee, you know, they got the same guys. They're healthy, good to go. Milwaukee favored by 6.5. Again, Denver coming off a back-to-back 3 and 4 as well. They could have some tired legs as well. If we go look and see that opening lineup, it opened up at 235.5. So, you know, got a half point that the total raised up a little bit. The Bucks opened as 7-point favorites, and they did get bet down to 6.5. So nothing too crazy there on the line movement. Yeah, Jokic went off last night against the Bulls, and I talked about him. I think he's in that sample lineup I built. 77 in 38 minutes, just absolutely crushed the Bulls. Bulls front court is horrendous. So I don't think this is the matchup I want to go against Milwaukee, but I think he's very much in play. Like, you're not going to say fade Jokic. I think play him all you want to. So maybe this is a spot where I don't want to go Joval, and then I want to slide in a Jokic here, and then but I'd have to kind of get off of Westbrook. So that'd be lineup construction. Let's consider this. I'd probably have to get off Joval a little bit, and then I would probably then have to get off Westbrook to put Jokic in this lineup. But Jamal Murray, I'm sorry, Jokic 10-8 on DraftKings, 11K on FanDuel. You're paying a premium price for him, so you need this game to stay close, and you need him to go off. But on a back-to-back, I think I would rather go I'd rather go on that Memphis-Washington game, honestly. Jamal Murray, 8,500 on FanDuel, 8,600 on DraftKings. He's got some spots where he can absolutely blow up. He's been pretty hot over the last week or so, but 33, 37 are his last two. But before that, 55, 49, 45, 68. You beat Milwaukee from the three-point line. We could see a bunch of shots from Jamal Murray from the three-point line. Michael Porter Jr., 6,700 on DraftKings, 6,300 on FanDuel. I'll go right back to Michael Porter Jr. He's going to be sitting in that corner shooting those threes, and he can score in bunches with all those guys out. So I like Porter Jr. probably the most, and then Jokic, then Murray. I don't think I'm going to play a ton of Will Barton. He's more of a slasher. I don't like those guys going up against Milwaukee. 4,900 on FanDuel, 5,400 on DraftKings. I don't think I'm going to play that. Morris is always going to be in play for me. 4,600 on DraftKings, 4,800 on FanDuel. Plays a ton of minutes. But 15, 20, 28, and 22. The minutes, though, will be there with no Campazzo out there. PJ Dozier let a bunch of people down. You know, only played 18 minutes last night, 11 fantasy points. Figure he would get a little bit more run with no Campazzo out there. But what they did do is, you know, good old Malone decided that he needed to run Kankar out there a little bit more. 20 minutes, put up 16 fantasy points. Don't play him, but that was just a Malone special. Basically, focus on Murray and Porter for me. With a little bit of Morris for Denver. On the Milwaukee side, again, it's hard because we have the big three again, right? And any of these guys can go off. Giannis at 11-3 on FanDuel, 11K on DraftKings. Probably more in play on FanDuel just because of lineup construction and value there. I'm not paying 11K for Giannis over here when I'd rather play for Jokic on the other side if I was going to do it. But, I mean, again, in play. Just if I was building one lineup, he probably would not be in it. I just like the value on the Washington-Memphis side way better, which, you know, I think those guys can crush their tags a little bit more. Middleton at 8,300 on DraftKings, 7,400 on FanDuel. Good price tag on FanDuel, but he has been extremely frustrating over the last few weeks. If you haven't noticed, you know, 38, 48, 35, 62 has been great, but these games where he's got 35 and 38, if you've watched those games, like, he's just not looking for a shot. And then later in the game, he does. And it's frustrating. 37, 29, 21. In this game, he only shot in Toronto. He only shot, took 8 shots. This cat should not be taking 14 shots a game. He should be taking 20 plus a game. He should be the second scorer on this. Let Drew Holiday be more the facilitator. And with Drew Holiday back from the whole health and safety thing, 7,200 on DraftKings, 7,400 on FanDuel. I'm not paying 7,400 on FanDuel. DraftKings maybe 7,200, but I just don't like this. Even though it's a high total, I would much rather go to Ja Morant, much rather go to JoVal. I think I can pinpoint where that production is going to be. Where here, I'm guessing which guy's going to go off. This is going to hurt DiVincenzo. I don't really want him. 5,800 on FanDuel, 5,100 on DraftKings. Not excited about playing him with all these guys back. So with them fully healthy, you know, Giannis would be about the only one I would really consider here. On DraftKings, I don't want to play Middleton or Drew's price. I would really just look at Giannis. And if you're doing that, you're probably not playing Westbrook. So I would say if you're going to go and play, you can put 5,600. I told you, we can move Herter down here, right? And then we can play one of those Miami guys. Or another way we could do it is we can take out Westbrook. We can slide Giannis in here. And then we got 4,700 left at the guard position. So it's another way we can look at it here. Bobby Portis always going to be a tournament option for me, though. 5,600 on FanDuel, 4,700 on DraftKings is great. He can score points in bunches and put up a 40 spot. So any guy that can get me 10x in the field, I'm going to make sure I fire him up a little bit in tournaments. DJ Augustin, Brian Forbes, I ain't going this route at all. I'm not guessing here. It's basically Giannis for me, and maybe a little bit of Portis on DraftKings, and then on FanDuel, it's basically Giannis. You know, in Middleton at the best prices over there, I would focus on. Let's go to the last game of the night here, where we have Phoenix at the LA Lakers. We have a 216 over under, Lakers favored by 2. Dario Saric is questionable. Dudley's probable. Kuzma's probable. And LeBron James is probable. So all these Lakers guys should be sitting in here. You know, Lakers favored only by 2. So, you know, Vegas thinks it's going to be a pretty competitive game. Over on the Phoenix side, Booker, 8,100 on DraftKings, 8K on FanDuel. Full fade for me when this team's healthy. I'm not paying that price. Maybe if you're doing it in tournaments on FanDuel where you got to play 2 shooting guards, but not excited there. Chris Paul, 7,900 on FanDuel, 7,500 on DraftKings. That's a great price on DraftKings. I think we can consider him there for sure. So there's ways we can make this thing whole work. If we didn't want to go Giannis, there's ways where you could throw Chris Paul into here, and then you got 8,200 for that forward spot. Maybe this is where you take a shot. We're 100 short of Middleton in this lineup. Okay. Well, maybe this is where you take Chris Paul and throw him in that guard spot and move some stuff around and try to find 8,200 for a shooting guard. You know, which we can do because we can put Herter down the forward position. You could actually play Booker and Paul if you wanted to, if you think he's going to be that close. I wouldn't. The Lakers are a good defensive team. I'm still going to go back to the way we had this with Giannis because I think you're either going Giannis or Westbrook there, in my opinion. But again, I just want to let you know, Chris Paul is definitely in play in cash games and tournaments, in my opinion, at that price on DraftKings. It's a good tag for him. Everyone else here, Aiden, 6,700 on FanDuel. I'm sorry, 6,700 on DraftKings, 7,500 on FanDuel. I don't like playing Aiden. I'm not playing any Aiden. Not with Joval and Noel on this slate. They're better plays, in my opinion, so I'm not going to go there. AD's not in the paint. I get it. It's Gasol. He could do something, but when these guys are healthy, I just don't like playing them. And then I'm not guessing on Frank the Tank, Jay Crowder. I guess you could look at these guys in just tournaments, Bridges, but nobody that I'm really super excited about playing against the Lakers. Over on the Lakers side, LeBron James, 10-7. I just think that I would much rather play Giannis. I would much rather play Westbrook. I'd much rather play Jokic. I don't think this is LeBron James game, so I'm not going to play him. 10-8 on FanDuel, 10-7 on DraftKings. I think I'm just going to fade him here. Kyle Kuzma, 5,800 on DraftKings, 5,300 on FanDuel. They've been starting Markieff Morris, and he's been coming off the bench. I don't like that price if the dude's coming off the bench. I'm not super excited about the matchup against Phoenix either. Schroeder, 5,700 on DraftKings, 5,800 on FanDuel. Tournament option only for me. Don't super love him, but tournament option. If I was going to pick a guy on DraftKings, I think I would probably slide into him first in this range. Harrell, 5,600 on DraftKings. Harrell's priced right at 6,500 on FanDuel. I don't like that. On DraftKings, it's not too bad. I think if I was going to play him, it definitely on the Phoenix is horrible in the front court. Ayton can't play no defense. So if I was going to look at a guy, and he's not going to start, he's going to come off the bench, but he does get most of the minutes where Gasol does not. So we could look at sliding him in there. And then you're just basically taking a crapshoot here with Caldwell Pope. Horton Tucker's going to get no run unless it's a blowout or something happens here. Markieff Morris, 3,400 on FanDuel. 3,400 on DraftKings. And I said, he's been getting the start the last couple games, 24 and 22 minutes, put up 30, 12 and 24. So he's an interesting option at this forward spot. We could definitely look at. So maybe this is something where we put in Markieff Morris. I never like playing Markieff Morris. Let me just get that out right now. Not comfortable play at all, but I just kind of want to look at lineup construction, come back here, put Westbrook in here. And then we have 7,800 at the shooting guard position. See what we got here at the shooting guard position in this lineup. We don't have crap. We are short to get up to Middleton. We would have to adjust some things. Maybe this is where we don't play a Daniel Tice, and then we come back here and we play a Morris this way. Throw him in this lineup here. And then we can go back and maybe we can play Herder at the shooting guard position. And then we have 7,600 for forward. And that doesn't leave us anywhere as well. So, anyways, lots of ways you can go here. But again, I'm not super excited about the Lakers. Schroeder, Harrell would be the two guys I look at. And then maybe Markieff Morris if he does get the start at that $3,400 price point. And again, they have been starting him and Kuzma off the bench. Maybe that continues here. I would rather take the shot on Morris than I would Kuzma with the minutes that have been split around that 20 point mark. So again, I hope this helps. Let's move over to FanDuel real quick and kind of talk about a lineup here. Kind of see what we have going on. What we can put together. We talked about pricing a little bit, so you should have a little bit of understanding what we're kind of going to do. But the first thing we're saying, we're going to be very, very much Memphis heavy here. So Ja Morant, 7,100. Please, thank you. Give me a little bit more of that. We did talk about Middleton at 7,400. I think I want a part of him as well going up against Denver. It's just a cheap tag on him. Talk about Nerlens Noel playing just massive, massive minutes. He's been playing 40 minutes the last two games. No Taj Gibson. He probably continues to do it. Tibbs, no problem running people in the ground. And so Noel is a producer. Then I think what you're going to do is you're going to want some of these studs. I think you can FanDuel, you can play two studs here. I think Giannis is the first guy I would play. And then now the second option is, do you play Jokic at center? Right? Or do we come down to Joval? Like, that's my dilemma. If I go Jokic, then I'm only left at 4,400 where I have to figure out these point guard positions. And then I'm probably playing Patty Mills because he's, 3,900. I'm probably going something like this. And then I got to figure out these last three with 4,600. Or I come here and I'm like, okay, well, if I'm playing Patty Mills, I'm going to do the little back and forth with Morant and Westbrook. And then I'm going to look at Joval 7K down at center. And then I'm left at around 4K. So I'm left with actually a little bit less money going this route. But Westbrook could put up 60 and Joval could put up, you know, 50. So that's 110, right? What is Patty Mills and Jokic going to get me? Jokic could put up another 70 spot, sure. But I would need 40 out of Patty Mills, and I don't see that happening. So kind of like this route a little bit more. I feel like the upside's a little bit more there than playing, you know, that. But again, I think that's the decision you're going to make. And then at these shooting guard positions, you're probably going to be looking at this like Dylan Brooks, Kevin Herter. I told you I liked him at 5,300. But then if you play him, it really hurts your lineup construction when it comes to these other guys, because we don't have enough money for this. So maybe you got to get off Middleton and then play yourself a Porter Jr. instead, and don't play Chris Middleton. And then you're left at 39.5, where you can kind of look around. I think, what is Kevin Winslow? Is he a small forward on FanDuel? Yeah, we could look at Kevin Winslow, and then we're left 3,500 at shooting guard. That's a way we could look at going as well. There's a lot of different options, but I think I would first start with what I had before on here. I think I would start with these guys. Noel, Giannis, and Morant, I think, would be my first initial look at guys I think you want to go in there. That second shooting guard position, point guard position, your center, if you're going to go to Jokic or Joval, that's going to dictate your lineup as well. And then small forward, I don't think you're going to have the money to play one of Middleton or Porter Jr. You're probably only going to be able to choose one of those guys, so that's a decision as well. And then shooting guard, it feels like it's going to be a cheap place for me. And I like Kevin Herter probably the most, but they also Dylan Brooks there. There's a couple other ways that we can go. So with that, I hope you enjoyed this. Always appreciate doing these videos. Thank you for taking the time to hang out with me a little bit here and kind of walk through this. And hopefully you got yourself a cup of coffee and kind of can put your head around the 6-game slate. Again, we only have today, Wednesday and Thursday before the All-Star break. So get your fill in now. And then we're going to be like a little bit of hockey, you know, because when people don't play NBA, they play hockey. And we got that over at DFS Army. Head on over there. Sign up using promo CashKeg. Save yourself 10%. And do me a favor. If you like this video, hit that like button for me. Subscribe to the channel and turn on those notifications. We're going to keep pumping out videos all March long. And I got a couple other exciting things I'm working on as well for the channel that I might add and we'll talk about a little bit later. But with that, I appreciate each and every one of you. I will see you on the flip side. Deuces.